Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Today, it's Friday, April 5th, 2024. Number one, President Biden and Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a long and long-awaited phone call Thursday afternoon. Reports indicate the president was furious about the airstrikes that led to the deaths of World Central Kitchen workers delivering food to Palestinians. Amidst international pressure for change, protests in Israel demand a Gaza ceasefire and Netanyahu's resignation. Initially focused on captive release, demands now include early elections. Number two, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed HB 1365, a law to address homelessness. The law aims to move unhoused individuals from public property to shelters or government-run encampments, but critics argue it lacks necessary housing solutions. Experts caution that criminalizing homelessness could be an unintended consequence of the law, while critics argue the legislation is more about removing unhoused individuals from public view than providing sustainable solutions. Number three, not everyone in our community is convinced that meditation and mindfulness are beneficial. But what if we told you that a recent study reported that these practices are beneficial, especially to older adults? Whether that is you, your parents, or someone else you know, it's time we know more. Researchers in London discovered that a specially designed meditation program enhanced the mental health of adults 65 and older. According to the researchers, those who completed the course experienced considerable improvements in well-being, particularly in areas of awareness, connection, and insight. Number four, on April 3rd, the Uganda court upheld the core provisions of a draconian anti-gay law that allows the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality and up to 14 years in prison for a suspect convicted of attempted aggravated homosexuality. This will send ripples across the continent of Africa, including Ghana, where the president is under pressure to sign into law a recent anti-gay bill. For members of the LGBTQIA+ community in Uganda, rights groups have recorded 300-plus cases of abuse in the first 8 months of last year alone. Number five, Marcus Carpenter, owner of Route One, just became the first Black-owned freight farm in the state. A modern solution to growing produce in confined spaces, Freight Farms was the first to manufacture and sell container farms or hydroponic farming systems that fit inside repurposed shipping containers. Carpenter's Freight Farm not only increases fresh food access to residents in rural Hennepin County, but Route One's Seeds to Success Youth Academy will train young aspiring farmers to address systemic barriers that have historically limited Black participation in farming. Here's your daily inspiration from Yogi's Jewels. Life is a series of choices. Let's choose to be patient with ourselves, allowing for mistakes and learning from them without judgment. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.